Drake just turned 34 and he had this birthday party and he had it catered, of course, because he's Drake. Mm-hmm. And people posted the list of the food. I think there's a typo on here because if you read down the list of food, it doesn't make sense. The thing that people are getting upset about is...
People are upset that they weren't invited. Is that the biggest thing they're upset about?
No, so this is going viral. His fans are really upset because it says mac and cheese with sun-dried tomato, capers, and raisins.
Ew.
Right, like who puts raisins in mac and cheese? It doesn't make any sense. So people are freaking out. They're like, raisins and mac and cheese. I'm glad I wasn't invited to that party. Like, what the hell? But then I look right above it. It says grilled cauliflower with sun-dried tomato, caper, raisin. And I realize it's just a typo. It should have just said mac and cheese. They cut and paste sun-dried tomato, caper, and raisin twice. See what I'm saying? It's not like the mac and cheese doesn't have any raisins in it or sun-dried tomatoes or capers. I don't think it does. It'd be shocking if it did. So people are arguing, like, does it have sun-dried tomatoes, capers, and raisins? Does he love it that much? That he wanted it in cauliflower and the mac and cheese? Or is this a typo on the menu?
Mm-hmm. It could be that he just likes that combination in everything.
Well, yeah, people are very upset. They're like, raisins and mac and cheese. Oh, I would never party with Drake.
Raisins don't belong in anything.
Well, raisin bran, because, you know, let's face it, it's in the title.
No, raisins don't belong in anything. Don't put it in cookies because then I think it's chocolate chip and then I eat it and it's stupid raisins. Raisins have no place in this world. They're dead, dried up grapes. They shouldn't even exist.
Okay, so here's what people are tweeting. One guy tweeted, Cody, he tweeted, Drake could have any meal in the world, but raisins in mac and cheese? Somebody else said, things I believe to be true. Fake Melania and the Drake mac and cheese description. The menu was a typo and a repeat of the cauliflower above. He also had steak frites with chimichurri and grilled ribeye and French fries. He had chicken bolognese.
He's not a vegetarian, I gather.
No. Sushi platter, fried calamari, and there was a Caesar salad. So there's one thing I could have eaten.
I was going to say, if you showed up, what are you going to eat?
Well, you know, I've learned my lesson. When I go to parties, if Drake invites me to a party, I'm definitely going to eat beforehand. I tend to do that. Like, I eat before I go to a party because it's rare that I go to a party and they have anything there that's for me. So I don't want to make it about me and be like, hey, how come there's no, or then find the caterer and be like, can you make me this without that? I don't want to do that at somebody else's party. Then it becomes about me. So I always eat beforehand. And then I show up and then they get mad that I'm not eating anything. Do you know how much I paid per head? Mm-hmm. How come you're not eating? Like, because you don't want to know what I would eat and can't eat. I'll just pay you the money that you paid for me because I would rather pay for myself to not eat at your party than to give you the list of things that I can and cannot eat right now.
Because you would get the Caesar salad and pick through it.
Right.
You wouldn't eat everything in the salad. You would take things off of it and ask the caterer, yes, but give me some without croutons. It would be a whole pain
in
the
ass. I can't
have
the croutons or the dressing. So I would just be like, can I just have lettuce and Parmesan cheese, please? I feel like if anybody invites me to like a wedding or a party or something, they should just save me a chair, but tell the caterer, like, we're not going to pay for this person, like one head less, because she's not going to eat. And if she does, she's going to bring her own food. Can you bring your own food to a wedding? Is that rude?
That's like a little baggie.
Yeah.
And you're just eating it. And it's like, no, I don't think you can do that.
Well, they can't expect me to not eat the whole time.
You got to pick. See, that's why I hate Christmas parties. Because every time I go to a Christmas party, the last Christmas party I went to, they had steak. Mm-hmm. So you weren't able to order beforehand. You just got the steak.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there going, I don't eat steak. So right. What do I do? So I had to be
of
that person to say, do you have anything else in the back that you could throw on a plate that's not an animal?
And what do they have?
Chicken. we can do chicken. And I'm
which
like,
is an animal.
Which is an animal. Not really. I hate chicken. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead and put it on a plate. I'll eat it. But but the whole Christmas party, they didn't even think twice by having steak.
Right. Yeah, but the difference between a Christmas party and a wedding, Christmas party, ostensibly you're there for like, you know, an hour or two. Mm-hmm. You could go an hour or two without eating. A wedding, you're there for a very long time. So you can't be expected to not eat at a wedding. I mean, think about it. Like, you get there for the reception, and there's cocktails first, and they're serving little finger foods, and then there's the wedding part. Mm-hmm. You know, then there's the after thing, and there's
the
dancing.
After party.
And I mean, you know, you're there for like 5 hours minimum. So they can't expect you to not eat for all that time.
How do people do it? Whole 5 hours of not eating?
Well, it's hard when everybody else is eating and the room smells good. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're inviting me to your wedding, I'm bringing my own food. Deal with it.